Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. University-attached business incubators are an important part of our state's entrepreneurial ecosystem. About a year ago, another one opened for business, this time at a faith-based institution in the Midlands. Scott Adams is Dean of the Business School at Columbia International University, home of the new John R. Cook Jr. Business and Entrepreneurship Center. And Scott is in our studio. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be here.
Now, first of all, tell us about the business school. I understand that in itself is kind of new.
Well, we are the newest school of business in the state of South Carolina. We are international in scope. We have students from all over the world, and we are training students to go and run businesses all over the world.
What are the main business degrees that you offer?
We offer a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. We have concentrations in Healthcare Administration, General Business, and Intercultural Management and Leadership. We are attracting students from around the world, how it is to do business in China, how it is to do business in Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and in Africa. And that is one of the distinctives between CIU's business school and other programs in the state.
And so does that mean you have instructors from those countries?
We have instructors who have done business around the world.
And now tell us about the new Entrepreneurship Center.
The John R. Cook Jr. Center for Business and Entrepreneurship was a gift from one of our alums. They wanted to see faith-based education, value-based education that entailed students starting their own businesses. We've started businesses in the upstate. We started businesses in Hawaii.
And now is this center then strictly for students in the business school?
Absolutely not. It is for all students at CIU, and it is for the community as well. It is a community resource.
And so how many entrepreneurs or business startups can you take at this new center?
We can accommodate as many that come knock on our door. We generally have one or two a week. You know, pretty much runs the gamut from small business, mom-and-pop businesses to rather large enterprises.
Now, are there any challenges for businesses, entrepreneurs that are approaching everything from a faith-based angle or values-based, as you mentioned, versus the traditional incubators and business schools and, businesses and entrepreneurs that are out there now?
There are a lot more businesses that are looking to have employees educated in ethics and heavy regulatory compliance type of work. That's something that we're seeing a lot of, that banks and financial institutions in particular are saying we are being scrutinized more heavily by the government, so therefore we're interested in programs that are teaching ethics-based, compliance-based programs. And that's one of the reasons why we started this program, is because of the need that we were seeing in the community.
Well, Scott, with your international focus, you mentioned helping entrepreneurs and students from around the world with business knowledge through the school. Are you also seeing immigrants coming in who want to use your tools to then open businesses here?
Absolutely, Mike. There are a number of new international businesses in South Carolina. It's a fast-growing international business state, and individuals who are coming to this state who want to start businesses are knocking on our door and asking us to help start business. One of the advantages we have is students who speak a number of foreign languages. We have instructors who can communicate and speak foreign languages, instructors who have worked internationally, so we can relate to the issues that they have, where they're coming from, and how we can help get them acclimated into the local population. And no matter where you're from in the world, we probably have somebody at CIU who is from that country. So that certainly helps in getting them started in a new business.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Scott Adams is Dean of the Business School at Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina, home of the new John R. Cook Jr. Business and Entrepreneurship Center. We will have a link to the school and the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.